Well, on the back of tennis and Big Bash cricket and Ashes cricket, it's nice to talk a bit of footy, and we do so with Essendon young gun Harry Jones, who joins us on SEN afternoons around the country. Harry, you're back at training. How's it going?
G'day, guys. Yeah, it's good. It's pretty chill at the moment. A lot of protocols around the whole COVID stuff, but it's good. Good to be back.
What did you do in the break? What does a footballer do with the world surrounded by COVID? Do you get a chance to freshen up, take a few weeks away, go fishing? What did you do?
No, unfortunately, wasn't able to get away this break, but it was sort of chill. It was good to sort of see the family again. Little six-week block before Christmas is really good. So I think just seeing the family and spending some quality time with them was sort of the highlight of my break.
Still live with Kyle and Will?
Yeah, still with them. I'm actually about to go out for lunch with Will at the moment, believe it or not. still with them, which is really good.
Okay, let me know how this all works. People always want to know when footballers are living with each other. One, who does the cooking? Who does the cleaning? Who pays the bills? Who is the messiest? Who takes longest in the shower? Who does the gardening? Give us a rundown on the Langford, Snelling and Jones household.
All right, I'll start from the top. So it's Kyle's house, and me and Snell pay rent there every week. But then sort of it's all split up. The cooking is split up. We cook maybe twice each every week, and then get takeaway one of the other nights. And then the laundries we just do it ourselves.
Can't do what's your go laundry. To? What's your go to meal when you're cooking? What's your go to?
Oh, probably tacos. Easiest, simplest.
What Snelling's
at the moment?
What Snelling's?
He makes good curry, Snell. Believe
curry?
It or not. And then Langer's the more of a sort of steak guy.
Yeah. Okay. Rightio. I got that all covered. Now, in regards to TV watching, are you a sort of free to air TV type of guy? Is anyone watching TV? Any of that sort of Love Island and all that sort of stuff, or do you watch your own stuff on sort of pick up TV?
No, we're big Netflix watchers. Believe it or not, we've done a few movie marathons, which is nice. But we've just started Stranger Things again, believe it or not. So me and Snell are watching that.
All righty. Now, how much footy gets talked and how much, obviously, for all from the one team? I know blokes that, have share houses who are on from opposite teams and they avoid talking footy. How much footy gets talked when you walk in the door as three blokes who are at the same footy club?
No, a little bit. It's not sort of when we get home we don't talk about footy, but here and there. But, yeah, it's nice to, I guess, not be engulfed by it. But, we talk about it. It's fun. It's sort of fun to talk about it with the boys. They're a bit older than me, so sort of get a bit of a different view on what they think of things. That's really good. It's really good.
Yeah. All right. So what about the pre-season and the preparation when you eventually ramp things up? Obviously, forget about what world we're living in regards to the protocols and when games are going to be played and the like, but what are you most looking forward to about season 2022? Everyone's expecting good things from Essendon. You're obviously hoping to deliver. Can you give the Bombers faithful some hope?
Yeah, definitely. I think... like I said last year, it's sort of just, we're not putting a limit on anything this year. We're just trying to continually improve and then get better each week, which I think we've made some really good inroads in that sort of area. But I think, just continuing to enjoy the time with each other and enjoy the time at the club, I think is a really big part of why we're improving and hopefully take to the next level, whether that be making finals, winning. We're not going to put a thing anything on that, but that's the plan. We'll see how we go.
You had that foot injury which curtailed the start of your career and has certainly played a little bit of havoc with you, but you got away 16 games last year, more than a goal a game. You played in half a dozen to seven wins and the like. It was a really good year for you. Now what areas are you working on in your pre-season and the preparation for the season ahead, you personally?
So I think, just like I said before, that foot injury's we're still trying to sort of load that up and get that right, but I'm making some really good inroads, which is nice. And I'm back to pretty much full training, which is really good. But then I think just this year, just like I said before, just continue to improve. I don't want to set any goals, put pressure on myself, but I'm just going to continue trying to improve and, put in, hopefully now that I'm back, training properly and fully, it's just about, keep growing my game and, adding little little parts and pieces to hopefully, yeah, get better, obviously.
Harry Jones is our guest, about to go have some lunch with his housemate, Will Snelling. Harry, just tell us about Michael Hurley. I mean, what a, you know, really difficult time it has been for him and his health and the like and his fitness. Can you give your Essendon faithful a bit of an update on how he's looking at the moment?
No, he's looking really good. From where he was before Christmas to even now, he's looking good. I don't want to put, like, say he's back or he's ready to go, but I'm pretty keen to see him out there and, to be honest, really excited to hopefully play with him, which will be really good.
And what about some of the new names that have entered the footy club? Give me one that you've gone, wow, this boy can go a bit. You know, you haven't seen a lot of them, but you had, as you said, that six-week block prior to Christmas and slowly ramping things up for the new year. Just tell us a bit about one player that you didn't know much about when you arrived at the footy club through the draft or the like and you've been impressed with and have some expectations without heaping too much on them, of course.
Yes. I think all of them, to be honest, all of them have been awesome and I've come in with a really sort of hard-working mindset and wanted to get better, but my little mate, Lordy, Pastor Lord,
yep,
he's really impressed me, not on the track, but even off the track, sort of learning the game plan and sort of really switched on young fella, which is really good, and I'm kind of really excited to see how he goes this year.
Just had a text come in, Harry, from someone that says, are you still knocking off cappuccino one sugar, which is a bit known as a kid's drink? And do you cop any stick from any of your mates about having a cappuccino one sugar?
Oh, I knew this was coming. Yeah, so Kyle and Will, very avid coffee drinkers, especially Will. So,
what's his coffee of choice?
His is a strong almond latte, which is very similar to Kyle's. But, yeah, I've copped a bit of stick, especially from my girlfriend a little bit as well. She gives it to me, but... That's right. It's my preference. So.
Yeah, exactly right. Cappuccino, one sugar. Exactly. And confirm or deny, you're an anti-sweaty feet man.
Confirm. It's the worst feeling ever, I reckon, just quietly.
Sweaty feet is an issue for you. So how many pairs of socks do you go through a day?
Three. But then you could, three.
Do you change your pair of socks during a game?
No, if it's wet, maybe, but no, not during a game. I normally wear Birks to work anyway, so...
Oh, nice. Okay. As long as you change them for the footy boots. Mate, so, look, exciting times for you. Have you put on weight? Is that something you've worked on in regards to your body size? I mean, you've got great agility, you can mark, and obviously you're working on your marking in the pre-season, and, you know, you took some good dangles last season, but do you need to be bigger, stronger?
Yeah, definitely. Especially if I want to play that sort of key position role in the forward line, which hopefully I could get to. But yeah, definitely. I think I put on a lot in my first year when I wasn't really playing from my other foot injury. And then I'm slowly just building that up. So up around sort of the 88, 90 kilos at the moment, which is good, but still continue to get sort of stronger and bigger, which is, I think, a big thing for a lot of the young boys at the club. But, yeah, I think that's a big sort of area for my body and the development to sort of become that big key forward.
Yeah, that's about 15 kilos more than what you probably walked into the joint, which is a wonderful achievement. Walked in like all kids do. They walk in and they think they're big when they're playing 19s and TAC Cup and the like, and then they walk into a footy club and all of a sudden they realise just how small they really are and they're playing alongside men. It's quite different, isn't it?
Yeah, I was skinny back then anyway, so...
Nothing wrong with being skinny, don't worry about that. Hey, mate, all the very best. Look forward to really developing on the back of last year. It was a breakout season for you, and I'm sure it's going to be another great year, and I think everyone expects good things from the Bombers. They're in good shape with, of course, Ben Rutten and the crew down there. Thanks for joining us, mate, and have a great 2022, and have a safe 2022 as well.
Thanks, cheers, appreciate it.
Good on you. There's Harry Jones joining us from the Essendon Football Club. So there's a bit to like about him, isn't he? He's a wonderful young speaker and he's a great talent on the footy field. Lives with Kyle Langford and Will Snelling. And, three blokes talking footy. And, it's good to get an insight into how life is away from the footy field.